Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, squirters and squirt lovers and squirt likers and squirt lickers. All you children of sex. And we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, but until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A women.
And some of us are children of squirt. Well, actually, all of us are children of squirt. The male kind. I guess that has to be involved, even if it's in a test tube. The female kind of squirt. It's not so much about procreation as it is about recreation. And relations, yeah. Open up that camera, play with that camera. You ever been on my camera before? No, I need a, yeah, open it up and come in and out. You know, my camera is my lover. My camera is not just some kind of, television eye sitting in a talk show. It moves with me. Mark can show you and then you can come back to it. But I appreciate it. Yeah. So, you know, isn't our camera our lover? Yes. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. And that's especially important with some of my guests tonight. Some squirters and squirt lovers. And a great squirting queen. Yes, everything's bigger in Texas. Oh, yes. And my girl, my love, my goddess, Dume, my sister, has got a heart as big as Texas and beyond. And a squirting capacity. Oh my God! If it was oil, Texas could get rich all over again. Yeah, hallelujah. Geyser Dume, how you doing?
Doing great. Definitely happy to be here with you, Dr. Susie.
Oh,
I missed her. I really did.
Mm-hmm. Really? Mm-hmm. You have so many tweeps and this wonderful husband and all these lovers, and you miss little old me.
I do.
Listen to that Texas charm. Oh, well, I, of course,
think about you all the time. Partly because I see you all the time. Because we did this clip of you here 27 times. You squirted like in a row, like at once, like it was the great wonder of the world. Spring showers and a million views or more,
wow.
Something like that.
Wow.
Oh my goddess. Oh yes, you are world famous geyser of love. Yeah.
That's all you.
You
made it happen.
I did. I take
did.
Full credit. Well, you did
you
squirt
did.
More with me than you did with that other expert. No, yes. Actually, he did very well. We love Sir Marcus. Yes, London. And that you also squirted with us there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is your fourth time here. The first time, you know, was just like a first date. We didn't do much.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're just amazing, and I'm just so happy to have you here. And I'm going to introduce my other guest now, Veronica.
Hello.
Av love. And you just look like quite a MILF. In fact, you are an uber MILF, according to your description.
My husband came up with that term.
I'm glad he did.
Me too.
And I now know what it means. You know,
I'm a little bit of a drag queen without a penis, that's all.
You like to dress up.
I love dressing up.
Which not all women do.
I'm a tomboy that likes to play dress up.
Okay, I gotcha. Mm-hmm. I feel ya, actually. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, so you grew up kind of just no makeup and just running around and climbing trees.
I had two different identities. I always loved boys.
Yeah,
still do. Well, men now. And I love to get outside and play. I have a lot of energy, still do.
Yeah.
But I also have the other side of me that likes to get in the mirror and play with hair and makeup and dress up in different clothes and take on different personas. So
you've taken on quite a bordello persona tonight. I mean, this is beautiful. You have to stand up.
I
mean, and show off this outfit. Oh, look at this. My goodness. I mean, this is quite a... For those of you in the cheap seats or just listening, she is wearing an amazing leopard corset with black lace and stockings and garters and... Oh, my. Just pussycat. Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. And a collar, too. Mm-hmm. A total collar. And you are a total uber MILF. Absolutely. I mean, Dumais is an uber MILF.
Dumais is amazing, and I really look up to her and love her to pieces. I'm from Texas, too. I just don't have the accent for some reason. But we're both Southern, and I relate to her.
Is Texas
warmth
big enough for the two of you? Whoa.
I think so.
Well, you get along. That
yes,
is good.
We do.
Definitely.
That is very
Who
good.
Can't get along with her? She's
I don't
beautiful
know. I have no clue at all. But, I mean, maybe jealous people.
Phooey on them.
Right. They aren't. They do exist.
I know.
But you're just a fellow sister.
Amen.
Uber MILF. And squirter?
Yes.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you say that with such relish.
It feels so good.
Squirting?
Yes.
Well, tell me how it feels to you. I mean, to differentiate it from the sort of implosion of regular orgasm.
The other orgasm is pretty much achieved with oral, although I can have both. This orgasm, I did it a couple times in my 20s and freaked out. I thought, oh my God, I'm pissing the bed.
Aww.
So I cut myself off and didn't allow it to happen. And then when I hit about 35, I'm 38 now.
No.
Yes. And look, my forehead moves. But
you just really keep in shape with all that squirting.
You know what? Wear your heels and get on top. Mm. It's a great attitude adjustment. And it's good for your body. It's good for your hormones. I love sex. There are a myriad of benefits.
Right.
The squirting, when it started up again, really it was more of a mental block that I had to get through to really just become comfortable with myself as a whole person.
Right. You did it and you didn't know what it was.
Well, my husband got me to do it when I was about 35, and I freaked out again. He said, no, 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 no. He took me to the computer, he showed me, he Googled female ejaculation.
And is your husband in the room?
No, he's not. He's with the kids tonight.
Aw, that's so nice. Teaches you to squirt and babysits the kids.
Yes.
I mean, how great
is
that?
He fucks me silly all the time.
Wow, the lesbians are laughing like they might want a guy like that. I hear that, you know. Come on, that's not bad.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
We've been together 16 years.
Wow.
We have four kids total.
Wow. That's excellent. Wow. So you've been procreative and recreational?
Yes,
everything.
Ma'am.
And that squirting feeling, how would you describe it?
Oh, it's like an explosion.
Explosion.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And Dumais is nodding.
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah. Nuclear.
Nuclear. Wow.
It makes me lose my mind once it starts going. Once it starts, it comes... I'm a multiple orgasm girl, and so it just starts to intensify, and the waves come in faster and harder, and I get cum drunk. I mean, I'm totally disoriented for about 20 minutes after some awesome sex.
Yes, it is kind of nuclear, but don't worry, the squirt is not radioactive. It's holy water, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Amen.
It's good
Amen.
For the skin. It's good for you. I mean, it's got to be good for you. I mean, even piss is okay. You know, so, I mean, if you're healthy, your piss is healthy. Now there have been studies done, not really advanced studies, but some preliminary studies on squirt to show that it is different than urine. Nothing against you golden shower lovers. We love you too. But it is different. It has a different composition that is like maybe 1 or 2% urine, but the rest is water and female prostatic fluid.
Yes.
Doesn't that sound hot? And a few other things that, you know, make the world go round.
Yes, ma'am. Mm.
So, well, welcome to the speakeasy.
Thank you. You know, I want to thank Dumais for suggesting me coming on to the show with her, and I'm really, really excited to be here. It's an honor to be here.
Yes, this is Dr. Susie's speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A., and actually this here is the womb room, and it might be a wet womb soon. I don't know. I never can... You know, it's the weather. It's like the weather. You can kind of predict it. But that's what makes female sexuality so exciting. Male sexuality, now that we have Viagra, I mean, it's pretty predictable, right? But the female, speaking of which, here we go. Sailor, girl, boy, sailor, aphrodisiac.
Yes.
Welcome
Hi,
back.
Dr. Susie.
To the
How
show.
Are you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good, good. It's a Midsummer Night's Wet Dream tonight. Little Shakespearean.
Pull up your microphone just a little bit.
That's it. There you go. Yeah. Don't be afraid of that microphone. It is not connected to a man.
Oh, thank God.
You say it like you don't mean it.
Well, yeah, I'm a bit indifferent.
You're indifferent. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's...
As I remember, she has her own member.
She does.
Yes.
You were packing last time.
I was. I am not tonight.
No,
but
tonight is a different
sort
of thing.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, it's a different sort of night.
So, yes, you had your big 9-incher last time. Quite a meat muscle.
Oh, it is. Mm. I love it.
Yeah, and it looked good. You know, you looked like you owned it.
I hope so.
Yeah.
It's convincing, did you think?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But now we're on a different, we're sailing a different ship here.
Yes.
Sailor. And we're sailing the high seas of wet pussy.
Yes.
Yes, a wet dream. Women have wet dreams. Absolutely. All the time. You know, it's just that our stains are not quite as noticeable. But we're always getting wet while we sleep and flowing. I mean, a lot of us flow. I think most women who like sex flow, and that is related to squirt. But the squirting is like this shooting effect.
Yes, shooting.
And
spraying. sometimes too.
Right.
Yes.
Which is something we often think of as the province of the male. But, hey now.
Hey now.
So, you squirt, right?
I do.
Okay, I heard that. tell me about that.
This young lady here, the first time I squirted, I had no idea what it was. I was really freaked out by it.
Freaked out?
Yeah, freaked out. And the
Were
person,
you with someone?
Yes. And the person who I was with was my first boyfriend, my first sexual experience, not that time, but he was the first person I've ever been with.
Oh,
so,
God, you say that, ever been with.
Yes, he's the first guy I'd ever been with. Mm. And so I was on top, and I had this weird sensation like I was going to go to the bathroom. And then he said, oh, no, girls can do that. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. But I still had no,
wow.
I didn't have any idea what he was talking about. I was young and fresh.
Nice. So. I'm glad we have a couple of examples of guys being mm-hmm. very encouraging about this, because that's not always the story. Sometimes guys go, what are you doing pissing all over my dick?
No, he was very encouraged.
Nice. That's
yeah,
good.
He's,
that's
yeah.
beautiful.
He was...
But
yeah.
you still don't like guys anyway. So. Indifferent.
Yes.
Right.
I love the ladies. Mm. I love the ladies. I love pussy.
I agree
right?
with her.
Right.
Pussy,
100%.
Pussy, 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 pussy.
You and my husband are
yeah.
both lesbians.
Yes.
Yeah. My husband's a lesbian.
This male shit don't go down too well.
So, tell us what it feels like for you to squirt.
It's really, honestly, I kind of feel like it would be if I had had a hallelujah moment. Like, you know, people who say that they get the Holy Ghost. I've never had it, but like.
It's holy water. That's what I call it.
I was like, when I see, like, you know, growing up women in church and they have this like weird, like spiritual, like thing sort of happening to them, you know, and it's called, you know, they call
right.
it the Holy Ghost.
Baptism.
Right.
You're
and
baptizing your lover.
So I would think that it kind of feels like almost close to God. Yeah. Like.
Or. Goddess.
Goddess.
Yeah, or that.
You know, it's very intense and it's really nice.
Well,
it's explosive, like
you know,
I said.
Any kind of orgasm is, I think. That's why we say, oh God, right?
Yes.
I think you put that on backwards, Debbie.
Okay. It's okay. It's
I think fine. That means I have to introduce Debbie. Okay. Here's delightful Debbie.
Hi, Dr. Susie.
Oh, there she goes. Is it a divine experience for you, squirting?
It can be spiritual, yeah. And I agree with Veronica, you can get cum drunk. I forget my name.
Ah.
I forget to breathe.
Right. You forget the first part of your name being delightful, and it depraved Debbie comes out. Yeah.
Yeah. Deviant, for sure.
Deviant Debbie. Okay. When did you first start squirting?
Probably about 10 years ago.
Yeah. Was it a similar experience to these ladies?
Well, it was my husband at the time, and he enjoyed it quite a bit. But I've had... guys that thought that you were going to piss on them. But then I've had guys that didn't know I could do it and deliberately make me ruin their bed.
Yeah. Right. And how do you feel about it? I mean, the cum drunk and
I'm addicted to it.
You're addicted to it. Like, how often do you do it?
Well, I had a lover that we didn't get out of bed for 18, 20 hours a day for a while.
But you were addicted to him, maybe. Or was it it?
Well, I could do it with just certain people that get me that hot. They just have to be someone that I'm really turned on by.
Mm.
And I was very turned on.
Now, is it for you a G-spot question or more of a clit pounding?
No, it's G-spot. But
G-spot?
I can squirt now. I've got myself to where if I'm just at that state of arousal, I don't even have to be touched to squirt. I can just, somebody could suck my toe and I could squirt.
Wow. Dumay. All these squirters.
I know. Isn't that great?
Wow. It's just amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll tell you, I first heard about squirting in, I think, 1992, and I heard about it, and it was through Deborah Sundahl at the Lifestyles Convention. And, you know, we were just swingers, not squirters at that time. We weren't even really much of swingers. But anyway, we heard about it. We just thought it was just like, you know, something strange, like alien. But then time passed, and this friend of mine, Lossie Braun, who happened to be the father of European pornography, he said, "Susan, it's New Year's Eve, the turn of the millennia, 2000. I want to make you squirt." And I'm like, "What?" Well, I had some champagne. Why not give of my champagne? And anyway, Lassie's dashing son was there to help, Axel Braun, now award-winning parodist, and he rolled up his sleeves like a surgeon, which scared me, and proceeded to use his fingers, these two fingers, the middle fuck finger and the ring finger, which I find strange. I like to use the first two fingers, but some guys, I don't know if it's a macho thing or it works better, but they use this, and that was Axel's method, and all I could say was, with Lossie whispering in my ear, "You're going to squirt, you're going to squirt," and Axel going, "Rah, rah, rah, rah," and I just felt like I was in a washing machine, and I came out with the spin cycle, and I opened my eyes, and I looked, and it looked like a washing machine. And I, you know, everything was wet. Wild. But for a while there, I could only do it with Axel. And a little bit with the hubby. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We did a little bit. But mostly I felt out of control about it. I'm one of those women that could not squirt, I guess, naturally. Maybe uptight? I don't know. Inexperienced? So I had to learn. And Axel opened the way, but he didn't really teach me, and I don't think he wanted to teach me because he liked the control, you know. But then Deborah Sundahl came back into my life, and she taught me how to make it happen. And I do believe that every woman can squirt. I don't know if every woman wants to squirt. Probably not. Probably not. It's messy, you know. It's like, it doesn't make babies, you know. It's sort of this frivolous, wonderful thing, like oysters, you know, caviar. I don't know. It's champagne. It is like that. But some of us like oysters and caviar and champagne. And I love squirting. Yay! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
All right. Amen. So. Now, I should give out the phone number, just in case anyone wants to call. It's I have MTIAZ.
You have MTIAZ and then a porn star fan called.
Ah,
he wants to eventually see all the girlies' panties, of course.
The panties.
Dirty little.
Well, I think guy. Dumay should have the honor of, you know, because.
And MTIAZ is online, too.
Right. We'll get MTIAZ, we're going to get to you. I think the panties have to come out. We have to start looking at panties. I want to see everyone's panties. Okay. So, panties! I'm showing my panties. Black. Black with a rose. Oh, look at Dumais' great outfit. You always have these hubba hubba outfits. Wow, look at that.
Meow.
Meow is right.
I guess? The color. Am I matching or non-matching today?
Ooh. I don't know. I'm so scared I'm going to guess wrong. But I guess if I guess wrong, you'll just squirt all over my head. Black! Okay. I saw it.
And a little gray.
Oh, and a little gray. Oh, nice. Very, very sort of feminine.
Yes.
And I like the lace tops. Yes. They really do a lot for your beautiful figure. I mean, you don't have to do anything for your figure, but, beautiful, amazing. Panty boy, get a load of these gorgeous panties. Mm. Oh, really, just, they are striped with lots of see-through parts, or
lace.
Just
lace.
Ah, just, but this sort of stripy lace. Oh, I'm getting cum drunk before I've even come. Okay, look at that. That is hot, hot, hot. Mm. Oh, and now the pussy. Mm. Mm, I think Dumais might have to come up on my bed with me, I think. Just because. I don't know. Right?
Sure,
right? Yeah.
Sure.
Would you like to come up on my bed? Or I haven't offered my my usual.
I've heard about that.
Is this too deadly? Should I not offer this to you, or should I? I have to look at Larry.
Yeah, to them.
To them. Okay. I'm going to offer a drink for panties. Okay.
Yes.
You got this? You would like some?
I would.
This is agua coca leaf liqueur. Mm. Actually, where is my lovely assistant, Pam? She can help me with this. But I'll just. Here we go.
Oh, my.
Yep. And here's the thing, is you have to lick the salt off of the body part, preferably those boobs that she's holding right there.
I will lick her anytime it's offered.
All
Are
right.
You
well,
me?
This is part of the ritual, and it's a very important part. And
she's
now
delicious.
Dumais is unleashing those powerful, beautiful Texas boobs.
It's good.
Dumais. Panty boy. Look what you've started.
Mm.
Yes. Oh, they're so beautiful. And look at this great tongue just licking right around those hard nipples. She does.
You do too.
She really does. And they're just, they're just there for the sucking, really. Oh, this girl has a salty tooth. Some people have a sweet tooth. She got a salty tooth, and she is licking up those boobs. Mm. She is really doing the agua coca leaf liqueur ritual proud. Oh, I don't know if we're supposed to do that.
It'll just sit. You can pass that down.
Oh, yes. Mm, that is just sensational. Okay.
Dr. Susie, got to move those bottles. They're always in the way there.
The bottle, yes. Okay, here we go.
And the glass.
And the glass. Which glass?
Yummy, yummy.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Oh, my God, she's amazing.
All right.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Is this a sip drink?
A toast to squirting and to hot Uber MILFs.
Here, here.
Yeah.
Amen.
Cheers.
Hubba, hubba, mama. But, Dumais, I know you're not drinking, but how do we unleash her boobs now if we don't sort of, get some salt on them? I don't know. There must be another way.
I can do the salt.
Maybe, yeah, just like that. There we go.
That's
what just happened. Mm-hmm. Very beautiful. Oh, look at these two beautiful Uber MILFs.
She's one of my favorites.
We'll get them perky, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very nice and perky. Very beautiful. All right, my children. That is children of sex, not actual children, okay? Are you drinking your drinks? Do you have your... Now, I know you're kind of not... You don't know each other, and then there's Amina over there. You don't just drink it, though. You have to lick the salt off of a body part. That is a very critical part of this ritual. Another person's body part. I mean, it could be anyone's body part, but I that's the rules of the game. Well, your girlfriend's here, and you're looking at her. I understand that Amina is your fluffer. Is that correct?
No.
Is that what I heard? I heard that correctly. She has a fluffer for squirting.
I was only teasing.
She only gets fluffed.
But does it help?
Okay. Well, I don't know then. I mean, she gets fluffed. Okay. So you don't need a fluffer for your squirting.
No, you
laugh as though that's just silliness. Okay. Well, then fluff her. I don't know. I mean, here we have Veronica and Dumais fluffing each other. And then we have delightful Debbie. Needs to be fluffed or something.
I want to get you.
You want to get me? All right. Well, let's see now. What part of me?
All.
All of me.
Yeah, I have to choose one part.
How about right here? How about if you put the salt right here?
You need the salt.
There you go. Ah. There we go. I'm devoting my ass to a good cause. Whoa. Little tongue. Yeah. Part of what I do as a hostess. With the mostess. Okay. Now you may drink. Cheers. All right. So we're all agued up. And I mean, I should say, who wants to go first? Should I mean, Dume, you have the honors because you are the reigning queen. Would you like to come up here? I'd like to give you something, actually.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you don't really need anything, but this is a thing that.
Oh, gee.
Oh, gee. This is made by Screaming O.
Gee, golly.
Yeah. Have you ever used something like this?
No, I haven't.
No?
Hmm.
Do you like toys like that?
They're okay. I like really real things.
You like real things. Well, then save it and give it to a friend. I don't know. Well, I'm a real thing.
Well, when I can't find a real thing, this would be perfect.
You know, I can't imagine you not being able to find a real thing. But, you know, then again.
She can call me anytime.
There you go. Now, you live in Texas, too?
No, I actually live in Vegas, but I'm from Texas originally.
Ah, okay. Yes. Well, see, you're far away, so she can call you, but she could have phone sex while she's got her OG there.
She's like me, though. Both of us shy away from vibrators unless it's called for because it desensitizes you.
Well, yes, it does. Although it's not a really terrible addiction. You can get over it in a couple of days.
Of course.
You know.
Yes. But I can't go a couple of days.
Well, I mean, I'm just... Well, it just takes a little determination. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, you can get kind of attached to your vibrator, just like you can to anything good.
Mm-hmm.
But you ladies, I mean, you just never lacked for partners, I guess. So what do you need a vibrator for?
It's fun, though.
It's a good workout.
And then there's your fingers. What? Now, I noticed you were squirting just from the sheer feeling. It wasn't even... I did stick my fingers in there and licked a little, but you were just amazing.
It was just the overwhelming just experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just breathe on me or kiss me, and once you get going, it's just euphoric. It's very euphoric.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's there?
That is so inspirational. I have to beg you now to come up on my stage. What is this cock doing in front of you? You know, I'm going to be the first one to squirt.
You're awesome.
Get me wet. Get me wet.
If she doesn't get you, I will.
Yeah. Well, why don't you ladies just come on up here? You don't like a toy either. Wow. I don't know.
Well, we got plenty of...
You got real toys. Each other. Fine. Yeah, okay.
Okay, we need that microphone over there.
We do. We need a microphone.
Andy, maybe you can grab that for them.
We do have a love mat here, which is specifically made for squirting, and I also have a bunch of towels. And I think I have a scientist here, or maybe he's just listening, and so we have to get a specimen. So I have this crystal bowl. So you ladies sit over there. I think I should be over on this side because of my microphone. Oh, and all the towels. Let's see. We should move the towels.
Put them over here.
Put them right here. Yeah.
Okay. You still have MTOZ online?
I do. MTOZ. Yeah. Hello. Well, we get situated here. Look at this. We have the Virgin Mary. Speaking of, you know, kind of religious experiences. No, she's upside down. That's sacrilegious. Not that squirting on her would be, because, you know.
No, that shouldn't be there. I didn't get that there.
The Virgin Mary?
No, no. No, that shouldn't be there.
The Virgin Mary shouldn't be here?
Should not be there.
Oh, well, I thought she would love to be squirted on. But my husband was raised Catholic, so maybe we'll just squirt on the American flag here. Ah, there it is.
And where did the American flag come from?
What, I can't squirt on the American flag now?
Sure, it's not HBO. You can do whatever you want.
Right. Yeah. Mm. So now, let's see.
You're on the wrong side, really, Susie, because you're going to get a lot of interference here.
But I put my microphone on this side, so that's why I'm on this side. So my microphone goes here.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. See, you're breaking up. You're breaking up.
Oh, I have a rug in here, a Betty Boop.
No, that's okay. You're breaking up, Susan?
Yeah, okay. So then I should take... So what should I do? I should...
You should be on the other side.
Well, I'm... Okay.
You're going to break up there.
Okay, so let me take my mic off. And,
No, that's not going to help.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
Yeah, whoa. Yeah. Okay, so now you get on this side. Yes, ma'am. Good, okay. And...
Okay, move your mic up, please, Susan.
Okay, here
Thank
we go.
You. Right.
I guess I like being told what to do also. I did that right quick.
It's actually on the wrong side now.
Oh,
because this camera is this way.
Okay, but this now I'm facing this way.
Yeah, but your camera is right here. So anyway, okay.
Okay.
It's just so much work, isn't it?
Oh, yes. So much work, and we haven't even started squirting. But squirting is not work for Dumais, I don't think.
Okay, and we've got Empty Oz?
And we've got Empty Oz. Okay.
You want to talk to him?
Yeah,
I've been holding.
Okay, we'll say hello.
You don't have to.
I'll tell him I'm busy.
He can hear you.
Okay, Empty Oz, I'm busy. Okay, I'm busy with Dumais.
Oh.
The goddess of squirt. You are.
Oh,
God, 27 times. Okay, but I don't want to put pressure on you because
I know.
Pressure is the enemy of pleasure.
It is.
And so I'm not putting pressure. I'm actually saying, you know, you've already impressed me so much that, I mean, you could be dry as a bone and I'd still call you the squirting goddess. But you're just amazing. Mm.
Thank
so
you.
You're here from AdultCon. Yeah.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, I can't take that off right now.
Tomorrow. Right. Tomorrow. And I didn't get to see your panties.
I just took them off.
Oh, you took them
off.
Oh, well, then that's even better. But let's look at them.
This is cute.
Yeah,
this
absolutely.
Is cute. Look at this.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. Look at these panties.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh, my God. Panty Boy is going to have a fit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm. Uh-huh. They are with bows and ruffles.
And ruffles scream spank.
And they do, and you have such a spankable little bottom.
Thank you.
Does
a
little spanking help with the squirting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm a bad girl.
Yeah. Mm. So cute.
Yes.
Oh. So, I'll hold this so that you can just, you know, feel free to I don't know what.
Hold
what
it further up, Susan.
Further up.
No, your hand. Your hand. Thank
there
you.
There we go.
Further up and deeper in,
right.
Mm. Mm.
So, do you squirt more with men or with women?
I think about the same.
Mm.
It just depends on, you know, the sexual level.
Yeah.
Yeah, the height.
Mm. And have you been playing with each other this week?
Yes.
And was that where the girlfriends films scene? Was that a girlfriend's film?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been shooting for girlfriend's films while you're here?
Yes, I have been.
Yeah.
So 4 days of squirting already.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not all squirted out?
We'll find out, won't we?
I guess. I guess we will.
Yes.
Mm. Mm.
So yeah, that's, I guess it's just warm up to get to you, huh?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm so excited to have you here. I mean, you look so beautiful, you know, and here you have this wonderful, like, consort. Like,
I know.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's what I mean. She's just great to work with.
You look a little like sisters. I mean, just,
I'm
I can get off
not.
On that kinky thing, you know. Well, I can get off on the kinky image of, you know, you two Texas belles being sisters. Anyway.
Sex candy right here.
Yeah. Can I make a request?
Sure.
Can I watch you kiss?
Oh definitely.
Twin sisters.
Mm-hmm. Kissing sounds. There they are. MILF and MILF. Uber MILF to Uber MILF. What's it doing for you, Sailor? pretty hot. Yeah. Yummy, yummy.
Mm-hmm. I really like her.
Yeah. I don't blame you. God, the two of you look so beautiful together, so sensuous. So
we do have a little chemistry,
milfing.
I think.
Yeah, don't we? Yeah, you really do. Mm-hmm. You really just
totally get
blend. Now do you ever squirt from pussy licking? I mean,
Yes, she does.
And okay, well then you both do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Pussy. Mm-hmm. We were just talking, me and John Cat, who's a big fan of both of yours, about how cats are Egyptian gods, you know. And pussies, of course, are goddesses, right? We worship the pussy.
I'm going to move that little piece of hair.
Oh, thank you.
There you go.
Yes. Aww, my makeup girl. Aw, that's so caring. Aw. Just so beautiful and caring and sweet with a little black heart. Mm-hmm. Yes, so nice. And I'm wearing a little red heart.
And we got our little kitty cat over here with the collar on.
Yes. Oh, this is just luscious. I feel like it's just falling into kissing, the two of you. So maybe I will put Imtiaz on, because he always goes off and talks on his own.
Okay.
So let's. And actually, he introduced me to you.
Oh, really?
Yes,
so
on Twitter.
So we need to thank him. Huh?
Yes, we do.
Thank
we
you.
We do need to thank
Imtiaz.
Yes. Imtiaz.
Yeah, hello, Susan.
Hello, Imtiaz.
Hello.
Hi, Mac.
Hey, Imtiaz.
And say hi to Dume. You introduced me to her.
Oh, yes, I remember. Hello, Dume. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for introducing me to Dr. Susie.
You're welcome, and I want to say hello to Amina Noir.
Amina Noir. She's in our audience. Maybe you should come up to a microphone, Amina. Come up to one of these mics. She came along. I thought she was supposed to be the fluffer for aphrodisiacs squirting. Aphrodisiac is in her sailor suit. But Amina, I am told, is the fluffed.
What is the meaning of the word fluff, Susan?
Fluff? The meaning of the word fluff is a person who gets a performing person into the mood to perform.
Oh,
their sexual scene. Is that right?
That's
what a fluffer does?
Yes,
I mean, usually it takes oral persuasion.
Yes.
But any kind of persuasion, I guess, would do. You could just talk them into it.
Definitely.
You're terrific. Get out there. You know, a coach is a fluffer.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
And fluff is also a marshmallow in a jar.
Mm. Okay, you keep talking.
Could be used maybe to induce some squirt. Perhaps.
Yes.
And thank you so much for calling in tonight. You said that you would. So Twitter, I love you.
When I promise I call, I always call, Amina.
Thank you.
Oh, I detect a romance budding here.
I can feel it in the air. It must be the new moon in Leo and talk of fluff.
It's my last night to romance, Susan. Ramadan begins tomorrow night. So I'm out of commission.
Ramadan's tomorrow night. So
yeah,
you got to fast.
Tomorrow, 29 days, I'm out of commission. I can no longer be licentious, you know?
Oh, wow. Okay, I gotcha. So should I expect that a lot of my Muslim clients won't be calling? Uh-oh.
No, they can call you after 8 o'clock at night, after they break the bath.
Oh, after hours is okay.
After 8.
Oh, well then.
When the sun goes down.
Oh, the fluff comes out. I imagine you can really party. Not that many people party during the day. What, you guys do it all day and at night, too, usually, except for Ramadan? Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
And also, before I forget, Susan, your Jasmine Oud is lying with me. That just came
it's
in a couple lying of days
with,
ago.
Is that a woman or some kind of incense?
Instrument?
No, it's an incense for the womb room, remember?
Right.
Kerry had mentioned she'd buy it for you from there from when she got back.
So nice.
Send it to me and I'll have it either sent to you or when I come next time, I'll give it to you personally.
I'll have this too.
Oh, yeah. I want to fill the room with Dumais fragrance. That's what I want to do.
By the way, in layman's terms,
he just talks on his own.
Explain to me what the word squirting precisely means. I know I listened to your entire, sort of show for a while, but I'm still confused. I've never ever, heard that term before till today.
Squirt.
The term squirt?
Squirt?
Squirt.
You never heard the term squirt?
Not
it's a drink.
They,
it's like 7-Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's also a Korean squirt, which is a little fish.
Right.
When you squeeze it,
and
it squirts.
Squirts things.
Yeah.
Squirts. Right.
None of that
is as much fun as the kind of squirt that we do.
Or you could just be a squirt, You're a squirt.
A little one.
You're a little squirt. You're a shrimp.
Right, like myself. Right, I guess I am a little squirt, right. So MTS, squirting is something that ladies do. You see, you gentlemen are not the only ones that can hit your lover in the eye with your cum. We can, in fact, drench your whole head.
So what makes the woman squirt?
And I'm not talking about the one below, although that one too, of course.
Mm-hmm. Now in Texas, they also have oil wells that squirt.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that correct?
It's related.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, but what makes a woman squirt? Is it something specific? Can all women squirt in the world?
I believe, and this is kind of almost a religious belief, because I don't have proof, okay? So anytime you believe something you don't have proof of, it's poppycock. It's just, what you believe. And I believe that all women probably can squirt, or most, just like saying, some people have disabilities in different ways and can't do different things, but most women can. It's just, what? Oh, we've got a pussycat on the floor?
We do.
Okay. You trying to upstage me? Trying to give it.
Great shot.
Okay.
Yum.
I don't remember where I was.
Squirting. Women of the world can squirt.
Oh, yes. But not everyone wants to. Squirting is not everyone's cup of holy water. It's a particular taste. The people that like it really just love it with that almost religious holy water type of fervor. And there are people that just, aren't that into it. So go fuck yourselves, you people that aren't that into it, because we're going to do it. Okay, MTS?
And they should teach it, to all women.
Well,
since there is shame around it.
We're getting there.
Yes.
Okay, I got a whole video on that. Dr. Susie Squirtsalon, how to do it, and it's mostly Deborah Sundahl that teaches. But enough ado about squirting. Let's ado some squirting, right? Okay?
With Dumais.
All right, MTS, so.
Hang out.
Thank you, MTS.
Okay.
Yeah.
And thanks for joining us.
Nice to talk to all of you. I hope to
you want to sit
soon,
back here? Would you be more comfortable sitting back?
We'll see you soon, and you fast well and be good, huh?
Okay, happy Ramadan, MTS.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait happy a second.
Ramadan.
Take
care.
Let's get this here.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's the Volvo puppet. I'm good.
I love this squirting mat. I didn't know they existed.
Yes, this is a love mat.
The love mat.
It is made specifically for the squirting phenomenon. I guess I'm going to get that off. Okay.
How about that? Where's Panty Lover?
Panty Boy. You have got some beautiful Dumais panties right here. Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. And she just rubbed herself wet in those panties.
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Should I hold the mic over or just
let him go? I'm going to take a picture.
No, go ahead and hold
both
that mic.
Both pairs of, oh my goodness, these are wet panties. All right, so here we go.
The dam's about to bust. Please get your galoshes and raincoats on.
I'm glad you didn't say dykes, you know.
No, I didn't say dykes.
No, you could have.
I'm not in Holland.
I need Pam. Pam, can you come up here? Pam. Lovely Pam. Can you get on this side and kind of just hold the microphone without, like, interfering? Don't put the microphone in the way of the squirting, because, number one, it could short circuit. And oh, she looks so beautiful. Here, just bring, you can bring the mic just right over here to have Dume give some commentary on her friend Veronica's
articulate. I go euphoric.
Well, then you can make euphoric sounds.
She does it so well, though.
Or you could put the microphone there and you could get her slurping sounds. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at that. So beautiful. Oh, so beautiful, so magnificent. Oh, she has her cute little bun. Oh, yes, she's licking you so good.
Yes,
such a beautiful pussy. Oh, yes. Oh, that pussy is so luscious. Hallelujah. It's holy water.
George, I think she's got it.
Oh, yes. But I didn't get it in the bowl.
My aim was off. Is
it? No, no, it wasn't your fault.
I didn't warn you, did I?
No.
No warning, it just came. Yeah.
So, now, you have to do it again, and this time we're going to get it in the bowl.
Okay.
This is like being at summer camp and playing field games.
Mike, can you get over here? Right over there. Just right down there. Stop. Here we go. The holy waters. Got a little in it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's going everywhere. Oh, and some of it's going in the bowl. Very good. Whoa, look at that. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, here we have the holy water. May I have one of the champagne glasses there? Here we go. Holy water.
How many days? Bad girl, bad girl.
Good bad girl, though.
She is really a prolific squirter. I squirt a lot, and I can't keep up with it.
This was just... Wow. Oh, my God, there's a puddle there. Oh, look at that puddle.
I know.
Wow. It's just
your camera.
Camera, come over here and see the puddle.
Well,
that
I'm
she's
playing
got.
In
she's
it.
Playing in a puddle like a kitten in a pool. I mean, there's so much squirt here. It is everywhere. And it doesn't hardly have a smell. Nice. Here, taste it. It's Champagne Dumais. Champagne Dumais. Absolutely. Champagne Dumais. You want to taste? I mean, you were licking it from down below. You might as well drink it like a lady out of a glass. Lovely. Should we pass it around to those connoisseurs out there? I understand there's a doctor in the house who wants to analyze the chemical composition of this. So, Dr. Irani, there he is. There he is. We have it in a champagne glass. This is Squirt. Champagne Dumais. Champagne Dumais. You don't want to dilute it with ice. Yeah.
Salute.
That was amazing. That was so beautiful. Mwah. Will you just stay right up here, but I think we should let some other of these squirters have a chance to squirt. Should we?
Yes.
Like maybe Veronica, right? But now we need to move this. I don't know if Veronica loves you enough to sit in your squirt, but we could get a new...
You know, normally I would, but I'm doing...
Where's that microphone? Microphone?
Normally I would, but I'm using this corset for a photo shoot tomorrow.
Well, you should take the corset off.
I don't want to.
Oh, okay.
Because it goes out that way.
Yeah, that's fine. So let's get, what would you prefer? We have the American flag. We have, also have a beach bunny. And we have Mother Mary and something nondescript. I don't know, some kind of towel.
I would like to bless the American flag.
Okay.
Because I'm not pissing on it. I am squirting on it.
No, exactly. This is not pissing. This is not burning.
I love my country.
That's right.
My country.
In fact, what you are going to do, Sister Veronica, if
yes,
I may be so bold.
Sister Susie.
Is make love to the flag. Make squirting hot, wet love to that.
All right.
To America.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's what I call squirting for peace. Squirt for peace, okay.
Squirt for a piece of something.
We're gonna just get this puddle up here, okay.
I'm going to get some love blankets.
Okay,
that
thank
way.
You. Yeah, the love
that's a
mat
great product.
Is really great. I mean, with, you know, with average
you
squirters,
go,
it can probably last a while, but with Dumais, it lasts for a few seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
Here we go. America. America, you are about to experience the hot, wet love of Veronica.
America.
Oh, look at this ass. That's so great.
America.
Yes.
I'm coming on America instead
okay.
of coming to America.
Coming on America instead of coming to America, right.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Now let's be respectful and pull
yes,
the flag
let's,
out.
Yes, let's be very,
very
nice.
Very nicely.
It is the flag.
It is the flag.
Well, that's not a real flag. That's,
no, no, it's a towel,
it's
okay?
A towel.
It's a towel.
Just a towel.
It's just a towel.
That's for the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Just in case.
Just in case.
We're not doing anything too wicked.
It is post 9/11.
Oh, yes. Oh, you're just so luscious.
There are many spies
oh, yeah,
running around.
There we go.
There's some terrorizing of pussy happening.
It is a Midsummer Night's wet dream. Squirtin' star, Veronica Avlov. Squirtin' all over the flag. Squirtin' for peace. Squirt for joy, brothers and sisters. Squirt for peace. Squirt for America. Yes. Bring our troops home to defend our borders. Yeah.
And to defend the dikes.
Yes. This is only my political opinion, not the opinion of this squirter. Okay. All right.
Usually quick, but not that quick. She
oh,
got me so
oh, no, you just...
You sure did. Oh, I thought it was me. Oh, my goddess. You
I'm
going to
be
great.
Squirting
Look
pretty
you.
Soon.
You are just so beautiful and so squirtatious. Yes. Look at that. Sensational. Okay, let's see if we can get any in the bowl. Yes, in the bowl. Oh, my goddess. Whoa. Okay.
Wow.
Got some in the bowl. Let's have another one of those champagne glasses. I think we might need another champagne glass after this. Oh, my goddess.
Wow.
Have you ever drunk your own squirt out of a champagne glass, my dear?
No, but I'm constantly thinking about
Wait, wait, what was that? You do what?
I constantly lick it off of my partner's,
lick
I
it
should
off
say.
Of my thumb.
Yeah, you got me the other day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're just so luscious and wet and female. Uber milk. Look at these shoes. These shoes are just completely soaked. It doesn't smell like anything. I wish these, you know, all the video we're doing was scratch and sniff, because then people would know. Yummy. It's got a little bit, it's thicker than water, like blood.
It's a little salty.
But obviously it's not blood.
It's salty, a little bit. Well, you know what you eat and what you drink affects it a little bit.
Yeah? Would you have some Chinese food?
Steak, darling. Steak with red wine. Yes, I love. I like meat.
Oh my God.
But if you have like pineapple juice and
It affects it differently. Just like guys. You know, when guys drink pineapple juice, their sperm is sweeter.
Yum. I love cum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Guy cum, girl cum, cum cum.
Cum cum.
Cum cum.
Cum in my mouth.
Yeah.
That's another one of my fetishes. I love to swallow.
You do. Uh-huh. You're a swallower. Uh-huh. You know, that's the 10th commandment of a man's pleasure. Thou shalt swallow. Uh-huh. That's how Cleopatra got her whole navy to follow her. It's true.
Egyptians rule.
It's very powerful. You know, between the pussies and the sailors, Egyptians rule.
They do.
Are you? You're Egyptian.
Yes, half Egyptian.
Right. You're related to Cleo. Huh?
Definitely.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That is awesome. Okay. Well, let's please have a round of animated applause for Sister Veronica Ablove and, of course, Sister Dumay. I mean, this squirting is real. This is so real. I can't explain.
We've got,
you know,
Noah's Ark is waiting outside in case.
Right.
We have to evacuate.
This is the good kind of tsunami, okay? Yeah. And although it's nuclear, it's not going to deform you in any way. It's a beautiful thing, and if you're a woman that you know holds back because you feel like you got to go to the bathroom, then just give it a try. Just let it go. Go with it, right? Go with it. Well, should we let somebody else squirt?
Yes, we want to see it.
Who else wants to? Oh, the sailor's pointing the other way.
I'm not going to.
Oh, well.
Can we get your fluff?
You don't have to.
Who hiss?
But, you know, I mean, I'm not going to make anyone.
There's too many cameras.
Well, you know
I'm
how many.
Shy. I'm super shy. Oh. I'm really shy.
I think she needs another agua.
I got really shy.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Give the sailor another agua.
Another cocoa.
Doctor, there is a collecting bowl at home. That's why I was laughing at your bowl.
Oh, yes. Really?
Squirt-O-Rama. Yes.
That is a tradition.
Is that right?
A collecting bowl.
Yes. It's fun.
So you guys have one at the house?
Oh, yeah. Well, the kitchen is filled with bowls, and it just depends what you want to use.
And, you know, they show them in Japanese woodcuts. They show bowls, and they show women squirting out of those big giant pussies that those old medieval Japanese woodcuts come from. And then they're just squirting these tsunamis, literally, of squirt that come out of them. You know, and then they have a bowl.
Then they have champagne glasses.
And well, that we made up. Right. And now what?
Now we have progressed to champagne.
We have progressed. Yeah, out of these, instead of these clay bowls, although, you know, because we like to see through, because it's so clear. That's why I like that. Mm-hmm. So are we going to have Delightful Debbie squirt?
Yes, please.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's have Delightful Debbie. She's addicted to squirting. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yes. You talked about addicted to vibrating, but addicted to squirting. Yeah. Debbie looks like she really, she can squirt. She's ready. She's taking her panties down before she even gets on the stage. Okay, panty boy, check this out. Delightful Debbie is removing her black panties and, whoa, throw them out there. Okay, she's in her black miniskirt. Yeah.
A little bit of a wet spot, but
so
climb on
this
up.
You know what? We have another towel.
We have more towels.
You should choose a towel. Go over there and choose your favorite town. I mean, you know, if you choose Mary, my husband might have an issue.
You know, this is why they don't put us on regular television.
It would be banned immediately.
Right.
Okay, well, you can, yeah, how about, yeah, there you go. There's a design right there. It's just, you know. I don't even know. Somebody must
have.
Open 24
hours.
This is great. This is perfect because she's a squirt addict.
Right. There we go.
And it's open 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Now, Anna is here in the audience, and she's going to have to clean all this stuff up.
Right.
Because she runs the studio.
Oh my
here.
God! Yeah. No, we got to take this thing to all this stuff to the cleaners. This is all going to the cleaners. Okay, but the towels are going to wash, right? Okay, here we go. Well, yeah. So, what do you like? Do you like a toy, or do you just go for it? You don't need it. Where's the microphone?
Right here.
Oh, okay. Okay, you want to be my lovely assistant and hold the microphone? She shouldn't hold her own microphone.
No, she shouldn't. Yeah. Absolutely
no. No, you should just check yourself out here. You don't use a toy either.
No.
You're all these natural women. That's great. Okay, here we go. Go! Oh. Go! Whoa.
Interesting technique.
Interesting technique, I was going to say. Whoa.
Yeah.
She is. She's squirting away. Delightful Debbie, that's with an I.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. No, feel free. Just go ahead. Fling it. Fling it at my camera guy. You know. You never want to wash that wet T-shirt now. Okay. Yo.
See, I'm not sure if I got much more right now.
Okay, well, that's quite a bit. Yeah? You want to try to get some in the bowl? Whoa. You know, it
actually,
doesn't always fall in the bowl.
I used to have somebody that actually would just drink it all out.
Drink it all. So
I mean,
suck it dry.
Right out. Suck
it dry.
Dry.
Well, you can find that in the after party. Yeah. You know, that happens here. I mean, people will suck you dry right here. Don't you worry. Mm. Okay, well, let's hear it for Delightful Debbie.
Yay! Thank you. And it's such an honor to be up here with these three hot chicks.
Isn't it?
Well, oh, yes.
You're the fourth hot chick. Right?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, but I'm a little compared to you.
Yeah.
I like them little. We call them spinners.
I told them have the littlest clip that could, so.
That's, yeah.
We were thinking about making this story. The littlest clip that can come like a giant.
Goes to show, you know, you never know what size is going to come. Now, why are you making those faces, aphrodisiac?
I'm smiling.
Oh, okay. So you're not in the mood?
No, I changed my mind. I got shy.
She's shy. Come on.
Not everybody's an exhibitionist.
Right. No, I shouldn't be greedy. No, I have three amazing squirts.
I agree with her. I couldn't squirt up there.
Yeah, it's...
You know?
That's why I got into porn.
Maybe Michael Vegas to it better.
Can I just watch you fluff? Okay, well, then can I just watch you fluff Amina?
Yeah, can I watch you?
I mean, you said...
Well, I'm here as the support.
Right, she's just here for support.
Yes.
Oh, these girls. Well,
doctor.
Well, gosh, I'm just excited to have three amazing super squirters here, squirting stars. Dume, first of all, the great goddess of squirt.
Yes.
thank you.
Wow.
And the amazing Veronica Avlo.
Thank you.
What
Veronica.
What a hot.
Did you know my last name is Vulva spelled backwards?
I'm not that smart. I know.
I love.
Tell me too. So.
It's all about the pussy backwards or forwards.
Well, it's now it all makes sense.
Thank
right.
you.
I was trying to figure it out. Why Avlov? And yeah, there you go.
Vulva,
okay.
Baby.
Vulva. You just love to.
Confuses the sensors also.
To utilize that hot vulva, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm. So, so you got that hot vulva and that hot ass. Mm. Yeah.
It's always in need of a spanking.
It is. Great legs.
Do you ever squirt while being spanked?
Yes, I squirt while giving head. I squirt while being spanked. And
I don't know. That's really tempting me.
Really?
I thought I saw a paddle over
The only thing is, well, I know you're a pro. I just have a portfolio shoot tomorrow, so I can't have
marks.
Well,
I mean, do you have to be spanked hard to squirt? I'm a soft spanker, unless someone demands I spank hard, in which case I haul out the paddle.
You know what? Let's give it a try if you want to. I love being spanked. But I'm a bad girl.
Be very gentle, doctor.
I will. She's got such a...
She has a delicious
thing
going on.
Do you mind if I'm
going
to get over here, sure. I guess? And wait, but now I think we're going to move this. But you know what? Let's get another towel. We have oodles of towels, right? What do we have now? Anna, don't you love all the towels? Oh, look at this. This is like a beach bunny here. Ooh. With tits and everything.
Awesome. And a seahorse.
And a seahorse.
Can you hold that up again, Doc, so we can get a picture of it?
Hold it up with me.
She's on the beach.
Oh, yeah. And she's squirting, I think.
Yes. She's squirting. There is water, so this has something to do with squirting, right?
Yeah. Okay. That's not the ocean. That's her squirt.
So now, I think, how do we do this? So if I'm going to sit back here, okay.
Is she going to bend over for you right at the end of the bed?
Oh, and you know, you're a very good director. You can direct.
I want to see. No, I just want to get a good seat for it.
Okay.
I just
okay.
don't want to shoot anybody's.
Oh, so we don't even need the towel. No, you shoot their eyes out. That's fine. They'll be happy about
it's like
that.
A Christmas story.
You know, it's like, but I need, maybe Pam can come around the other side. Pam, with the microphone. Where is Pam?
I can hold it up here. We're good.
But actually, she should be on the other side, I think.
The microphone,
why don't you get on? Why don't you get on this side of her?
Let me put some champagne away.
Or should I get...
Or I can give it to Debbie.
Look at the May, my gosh. Golly gee.
No, I should be on this side. Whoa, this bed is really... I'm going to be on this side. You go over this way.
This way, like this?
Yeah. Oh, you're going to squirt right there. Okay.
Whatever you want.
Well, I don't know. I was going to... Yeah, maybe... Well, what do my cameramen think? Which way? Okay. Rotate.
This way. Right here. No, right here.
Around.
Right here.
Okay, there
right
we
here.
Go. There we go. This is it. This is it.
Go.
Look at this body. Look at this cute corseted ass. Mm. It's such a naughty ass. Okay. Was that hard or?
No, you can go hard.
Gentle.
Yeah.
Now.
I don't know if I want to. I want to tease you a little.
Look at the shoes. I love the shoes.
Yeah, that's naughty hard. Girl. Okay, where's that microphone now?
It's right there.
I just want to hear how she's been naughty. Mm-hmm. Aside from ruining my bedspread.
Well, I like to be told what to do and
yes.
then do what I'm not supposed to do on purpose so I get in trouble.
All right, naughty. I'm going to squirt now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you like to have your pussy spanked?
Yeah.
Oh, that's yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, she's squirting.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. I love fucking in front of people, and that's dirty, right?
Yeah. Oh, this is all very dirty.
Yeah. All right, everybody squirt.
Yes.
That's pretty hot.
Maybe somebody should get under her and suck her clit.
Is there room?
Oh, sorry. Oh my god. You know what else I like?
What?
I love sucking pussy juice off a cock.
Pussy juice off a cock. So you should have worn your piece there.
I love licking ass. I love tossing salad. No holes are barred for me. Spank my clit.
My poor hernia is sticking out.
Let's hear it for Sister Veronica Adlov, the Vulva Queen.
What a performance.
The Uber Mill, the Spanking Goddess, the Naughty Little Girl. Wow. Beautiful. Jume, thank you for bringing this little morsel of goodness. A wet, juicy morsel of milfiness.
Yummy.
Yes, just a yummy milf. Mm-hmm. You are so hot.
And you've got...
I never spanked someone into squirting before. Thank
you. She's delicious. Just really delicious. Beautiful. Superstar.
So,
we've got
do we have any
minutes?
Cocks that want to volunteer? I don't know. I'm not sure who's out there.
Any squirting cocks?
Well, I mean...
No.
Who, Kieran, yeah, Kieran had a some sort of a tooth infection, so...
Oh, yeah. Poor thing.
Poor
he needs a blowjob.
Yeah.
He's going to be in my first DP scene.
Oh.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm. He's the one who helped me get started doing boy-girl.
Aww.
He's a good friend of mine.
Aww. Uh-huh. Well, then,
where
well,
is he?
I don't know.
And fun to fuck.
Some friend. Yeah. Okay. Well, any volunteers? I don't know. I
mean, you got to have a current test.
These guys are,
you know,
it's scary. You girls are so brave and everything.
I know. These are the revolutionaries. These are, the Arab Spring is all about you guys, right? It's not about democracy. It's not all that bullshit. What it's about is how do I get my women so hot and so beautiful? And we have opened the curtains. We're the revolutionaries.
The curtains of the harem.
The curtains of the harem have been opened beyond what the Arab world has ever seen.
Hooray. Yeah. Can I tell you something really quickly?
Sure.
I have a very good friend who works for Homeland Security with a certain company.
Oh, he'll like that shot of you squirting on the American flag.
One of the funniest things he's ever seen in doing baggage check before he moved over to the corporate side was a lady in a burqa pushing someone, a child in a stroller, like a small, you know, toddler. And when they had to check her bags, there was a gigantic dildo and vibrator in the diaper bag.
Oh, that's so cute.
Wow.
That's awesome. I was like, hell yeah, the ladies in the burqa are getting it too, right?
That is nice. That's nice that she had a dildo
we
and not
need
a bomb.
To come.
It's true, it's true. And you know, one of our mottos.
No, that is da bomb.
Okay. Is drop pocket rockets, not Patriot missiles. So
that's right.
There you go.
Woo, thank you.
So give it to your girlfriend if you don't want it.
No, I will use it.
You will use it.
I
always
got to
have one for the glove
shows.
Compartment. Here you go, delightful Debbie. And, you know, I know you don't like toys, so you can give it to your girlfriend or your boyfriend.
Have you ever driven with a vibrator between your legs?
Oh, yeah, baby. Mm-hmm.
That's one way to pass the time on the 101, right?
Oh, yeah.
I've done that. I've done that.
Have you ever squirted while you were driving?
Yes.
That sounds dangerous.
I've got pussy control.
You sure do.
Pussy control.
You're amazing.
Is that a song? Isn't there a song like that? Right? Pussy control.
It's an add-on feature.
It
with
was
the
made about Veronica, that song. But my girlfriend, Dume, come back here.
Yes, dear.
We just have a few more minutes.
We've got that long road
I smell
Texas,
the cooking
so
pigs in
a
blanket.
Handy.
Yes, absolutely. When you know, Larry has to keep his hands on the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
So you have your little pocket
rocket. That's right. It'd be a happy road home.
All right.
Definitely.
So now, I mean, we only have a few more minutes. I don't know. Have you ever squirted in a different position? I mean, I've now seen you squirt so much, so well, so amazingly, but it's always...
So
it's usually missionary because that's usually the best way for the cameras. But
the
no,
way.
I squirt anyhow, anyway.
Dr. Susie, yeah. we've
Do
got
me.
10 minutes.
Do me anyhow,
I've got
anyway.
A porn star fan.
Yes.
A porn star fan, this is going to cost
this
you,
is
okay?
Panty boy. Here.
Can Dr. Panty Susie boy. Put panties in the champagne bowl?
Put panties in
the
champagne
bowl.
Right, because it still has squirt in it.
So, Panty Boy, what's your credit card number?
Okay.
Your panties.
And we will put the panties in the champagne bowl.
In the champagne bowl, right.
Because okay. The revolution needs money. You know that, right?
It's expensive.
Oh, and we have emergency.
Pussy is not free.
We have emergency panties. You can pick some panties if you want some new panties.
Emergency right, so panties, right?
Panties. I don't know. This is some sort of strange ritual where you kind of...
Other people have emergency supplies.
All over the
for an earthquake.
For an earthquake. We got emergency panties.
For pussy quits.
Veronica's.
Eat panties.
Right here.
Veronica.
Her juices. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, her juices.
I just can't use the panties I was wearing.
Well, yeah, we have those juices. Now, where's my scientist here? Because I think he might need that for his studies.
Doctor.
Before we pour it
where's
all over.
Where's our doctor?
Where's the doctor? No. Dr. Irani?
Yeah, Dr. Irani here.
Well, we should get Dr. Irani up here.
But
for
he's
a
dentist.
I know.
What does he know about
this? He's told me he wants to study squirt. You should have helped Kieran. Yeah.
What did you do in
are
your
you
practice?
Are you drinking squirt?
What's wrong? Awesome. Glug, glug, glug.
That bothered me.
I know. My favorite bottle.
Okay, so put the microphone. There's give him the more. Mic.
Is this like the...
What do you think? Oh, you've got it in there.
Let's mix it together.
Well, it's a little different.
Never mind. Let me try it.
Maybe we should separate them. You're not being very scientific. We want to analyze them, right?
We have to find another bottle. Okay.
Mine's a little salty than mine.
Yeah.
Right. No, don't be like Italian winemakers that are
mixing
wines.
Sometimes mine's sweeter, sometimes it's salty. No. It just depends on my diet. Yeah.
Beautiful, huh?
I try to be good. I just can't.
Who do you belong to?
I thought you were going to talk scientific talk.
Yeah,
instead,
that's
he's just
whoever has the leash.
This is full of pheromones.
Yeah, give him the mic.
Give him the microphone. Give him the mic.
Give him the mic.
Microphone. She's.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
There you go. She's come drunk. That's
yeah,
what she
my
is.
Theory. My theory that this is full of
be.
Pheromones.
Mm. Right.
So I recommend for the guys to sniff it.
Right.
It will be better than Viagra.
Ah.
Now
yes.
Each one of you should attach a CD of the squirt to your liquid and sell it.
You know, it has hardly any smell, though.
I know, no, that's not the point. The receptors are for pheromones. It doesn't have to be
light.
With a smell.
Mm.
It's a chemical
thing. It's
things.
Just a chemical thing.
And now, right. The only problem, the lab don't develop still a protocol to check pheromones. So we need to...
We need a protocol.
We need the protocol, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to preserve...
But, try to find one lab that will do that.
Microphone in
yes.
front of her. People
if my husband doesn't shower after we have sex and he goes to the grocery store, he says it's totally funny how many people start following him around.
Exactly. Now, those husbands, they are like overdose because this is a lot of hormones. So they go like zombies for 2 days. No, really.
Zombies. Don't talk to me about zombies right now.
Poor me, I have only 5 women like that.
That's the wrong kind of squirting.
And, yeah.
That's brain squirting.
So, you know. It does affect men and women.
You've got 8 minutes.
Because
eight
the
minutes.
Woman also came from the same hole, you know. So that's for the lesbian. It's kind of natural. Makes sense. They want to go back to where they came from.
Yeah. Well, speaking of going back to where we came from.
Usually they're very hot.
I just want to go back to
hey, Doc, you know anything about dental dams or anything?
Right. We're not using them right now. Okay. You can use saran wrap. I just want Dume to sit in the middle because she is such a goddess.
Yeah.
Sit in the middle.
Veronica
and,
could sit in my middle, but.
And let's get another towel just in case.
Just in case.
Yeah. Oh, that's Mother Mary. I don't know.
We
need that.
We've used it many times.
Yeah.
Is it okay?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Yeah, no. That's Italian.
Yeah,
no.
Okay. Oh, she's beautiful too, sure. Turn her the other way.
Yeah, okay. She is beautiful. See, now you're all into it. You're cum drunk.
No, I'm Veronica drunk.
Yeah. Aww. Yes, there she is. She's, you know, I think our goddess of squirt. Our
wait a
lady,
minute. Let
our
me,
lady of squirt. Wait,
let me do my... Holy cross.
Oh, the lightning's about to strike.
Before the lightning comes down.
Yes.
Okay.
Holy, holy, holy.
Holy, holy. Holy water.
Holy, holy.
So you want to sit down? You want to come right in here?
Stop all the wars. Get really holy.
Oh, hear me.
Who, you?
Stop dropping those bombs.
Hallelujah.
Killing those children.
I don't know. It's not like you have to squirt. I'm not trying to give you pressure, but sit over here. Mmm. Yes. Oh, and let's pull these beautiful Texans long
legs. This is brilliant
legs.
Squirting. Cost by the way, it's
money.
Brilliant.
Yes.
It's brilliant, right?
Yes. Mm. I.
Mm-hmm. We take them. We take them out one by one.
Oh yes. Oh, I just have to get my.
They think they're watching
octopus-y.
A sex program, but they're
oh,
not.
Yes.
It's education.
Yeah. Oh
yes.
It's
religious.
It's religious. It's very high.
Yes. Mm. Spiritual.
Oh, it is spiritual. Yeah. It's poetic.
Yes.
That's why it's a Midsummer Night's Wet Dream. We're baptizing the bard.
Mm. Open the dikes. Mm-hmm. Let the waters
dikes.
Flow.
Oh, yes. Sister Dumais. Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of people at the bar talking.
Yeah.
They're talking loud.
Oh,
yeah.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so beautiful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Mm. Not that it matters because you're such a puddle every.
Right?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter a whole hell of a lot, but might as well. What a geyser. What beauty. What. Sparkling beauty. Just
oh, yeah.
Amazing. Dumais champagne.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. That one was retrograde.
It was. It was a dud.
No, it was beautiful. It just went the other way.
I just don't know how much I have left here.
Oh, I know. You're so beautiful.
Wow. Wow. You've got 4 minutes. Four minutes.
Okay, well, I think we're going to wind right
4 minutes
up here.
And a loaf of bread.
And a mop.
And a mop.
A chamois.
Let's hear it for
wow.
Sister Dumais, the squirting goddess.
And let's hear it for the revolution of women.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
Have these beautiful women around.
Mm. So nice. All right, well, in our last moments, let's just go around and talk about ourselves.
Well,
where can we find you all?
I want to thank Dr. Susie.
Thank me?
Yes,
I want to
definitely.
Thank you. I mean, you've shared with us your holy water, your Amrita.
But
I pronounce that the Mexican way, although it is kind of an Indian word. Amrita is the word for holy water, is the word for squirt.
No.
Female ejaculate. Amrita
like
is the
that.
Kind of the tantric word.
Mm.
Amrita. So if you want to kind of be exotic, call it Amrita. Right. So you've got girlfriends film stuff happening. You've got always Dumais happening.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Did a little bit of Naughty America.
Naughty so. America.
Naughty America.
While I was here. Mm. And I have a special little cat fight. On Monday with Puma Swede, so so that should be a lot of fun. So
oh yeah, tell her to come over here.
Okay.
I keep hearing about Puma Swede.
Yeah. She is and a sweetheart at the same time. Yes.
Mm,
but I
as sweet as
I just definitely want to thank you for letting us be us.
Oh,
and
well,
being acceptable.
You know,
that's what's so nice
you're
about
more
this.
Than acceptable. You all are goddesses.
Well, I think all of us said, you know, the first time we ever did it was like, oh, shit, what was that? You know, like we were scared.
Yes.
And is it acceptable? And now it is acceptable.
It's
and you make
more
us
than
feel
acceptable.
That way.
It's,
so,
it's,
you know,
it's now the stream of Venus is mainstream.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It's really something that a lot of women wish they could do. And so they look to you as role models. So that's great, you know, and some women who do it naturally, you know, they don't have to go through that period of going, what's wrong with me?
Mm-hmm. All your lines are up
you.
Right now, Susie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but.
Well,
should
we talk to somebody?
No. I don't know who's on.
Who's so on?
I have no idea. Continue, please.
Okay. Well, let's just move along to Sister Veronica.
Hello.
Love.
Where can the FBI find you?
Yeah. We're going to track you down.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Feel free.
Hey, because you know you've been planting squirt bombs all over. But I tell you, squirt bombs She's produce shock and awe with no casualties. Okay,
Amen.
So if you want some shock and awe, just try some squirting.
Yeah, she's petting my kitty right now.
What a pussy.
Yeah. Oh, and this is a beautiful little bush here. Just a nice little tuft of bush.
No wonder they're having springs everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So what was I going to say?
Oh, I don't know. You're talking about
never mind.
Yourself, just where we find you.
Where can we find you?
Okay, I have a website called clubveronicaavlev.com. Mm. And again, Avlev is vulva spelled backwards. I've done a lot of stuff for browsers, a little bit of stuff for Naughty America. I just shot my first scene for Wicked 2 days ago. That was hilarious. And I had a lot of fun. And I just, it's not out yet, but I did a parody of The Graduate. I wasn't Mrs. Robinson. I missed that casting call, but I got
you
to be Benji's
be.
Mom. Mrs. Badcock.
Ooh. Oh, Mrs. Badcock. So, and
India Summers, the fabulous India Summers was Mrs. Robinson.
Right.
We had a really crazy, like, India bondage, Summers. Naughty sex scene, her and I.
Is she marrying Princess?
I have no idea. Okay. All I know is I love fucking that girl. I would like to get all of us in a room together. Oh, my God. Mm. I love lesbian sex. Mm. So, yeah, so
we
that's
agree,
what
right?
I can think of. Right
we're in
now.
The same
yeah.
boat.
I love
yes,
sex.
We're
I love
the
fuck.
Boat.
Same
Thank
boat.
You.
And you have a great husband, babysitter.
Yes, I do.
Squirt encourager.
Yes.
Squirt coach.
He's my right-hand man in every way. In every way, my best friend.
Yeah, I mean, you have that in common.
Do you have anybody on the left?
Yeah.
Oh, Girlfriends Films. Oh, my God. Dan. I'm so sorry, Dan.
Dan. Is Dan in here?
Yeah, he's here.
Spankings.
Hi, Dan.
Oh, my gosh. Girlfriends Films was my first ever company I ever shot for. Ever.
All right.
I don't know, but oh my.
He's probably.
Pardon me.
He's probably at
getting
the bar.
Wet at the bar.
Uh-huh. He's an old guy like me. You know,
he's awesome. I love Dan. There's nobody with a better heart than
I've
met.
He's a true girlfriend, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, delightful Debbie. Where do we find you?
Well, I'm all over the net. I'm not really doing much of anything, but I didn't realize she lived in Vegas. I'm going to have to get a hold of her.
Are you living in Vegas?
Yeah.
We're fellow sinners.
Uh-huh.
Bad girls.
Yeah. So.
Have to come here and play more often.
Yeah.
I thank you all for having me here.
Well, it's our pleasure. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you for sharing your squirt.
I'm enjoying myself.
Yes, and she who did not share squirt. I'm just, you know, listen, hey, I mean, we'd heard that was what, I'm sorry, but
she's
you know.
She's fine, she's doing good.
You're fine, but tell us hello, goodbye.
Hello, Ed.
And where can we find you?
And where do we find you?
Aphrodisiac, and it's Afro, 2 underscores, Dziak. And also,
least tell us you're going to squirt later tonight.
I might. I just got a little intimidated with all
right.
of the cameras
Maybe
and
the
things.
After party.
Sorry.
You know,
but,
because there's less cameras in the after party.
Awesome.
This is the hot lights of
yes,
success
it's a
here.
Bit much for
but
me.
But there are the moody blue lights of the after party. That'll give us something to look forward to. We're going to now follow Aphrodisiac around, hoping to catch her squirting.
Well, you actually,
suit.
If you, I actually, my first feature will be out this August. This is not August yet, but it will be Hella Brown, Real Sex in the City. I am squirting in that. It's my first feature.
Oh,
so right. Hella Brown, Real Sex in the City.
Not Halliburton.
No, not Halliburton.
Okay. I want to get
Hella
that straight.
Brown. Yes. So there's lots of squirting action in that video.
Awesome. And Amina Noir, future wife of MTOZ.
Yes. Thank you for having me back, Doctor and ladies. I'm an admirer of
You're
squirt.
You're always great.
And thank you so much for the water sports.
All right. Well, brothers and sisters, lovers and squirters, how much time do we have?
You're way over.
Oh, I'm over.
We're over budget.
Overflow.
It's costing thousands.
The FBI are here.
Yes,
and I want to thank all our photographers.
Yeah.
Actually, Michael Vegas, one of our more famous photographers.
Yes, he's our star photographer.
Star photographer.
With the ears, yeah, with the ears.
This guy with the bunny ears. We love him. And,
yeah, and he's got a girl with bunny ears back there.
Misty Dawn.
Meow, Misty Dawn.
Who have been
Dawn.
Big supporters of the radio Misty show. Dawn. And by the way, all of this doesn't
follow
make...
Follow her on her new Twitter.
Yeah.
Her old Twitter has been hijacked.
It's been hijacked, and we're going to find out who hijacked it.
It's pussy naps.
Yeah, we're going to find
out.
We
may actually get her old Twitter back. We finally got in contact with Twitter.
Oh, all right. Awesome. Yeah. Twitter's cool. You'll get it back.
They're pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Very cool. Yeah. Okay. Those ears are funny. We got to do a furry show.
Yeah. Oh, no. We got to do a furry show. And we love you guys. And they've been big supporters of the radio show. And I want you all to know this. You got to download your cash into our pockets so we can do this every week.
Yeah,
really.
We've got to keep us in agua.
Yeah, the revolution costs money. We have liquor companies that support us. We have all kinds of strange people that support us. We have Arabs that support us. So we have
pussy.
Catholics that
support
us.
Pussy.
The revolution is on, and it's now, and we are the revolutionary foot soldiers of the war against humanity. And that war against humanity is to suppress our sexuality. God is bless us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, squirt the gun between your legs, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Squirt bombs produce shock and awe with zero casualties. Squirt for peace. Squirt for love. Squirt for pussies. Right. Yeah. Hey now. and yes, my lovers and my listeners and my viewers, I want you to be good. I want you to try the squirting tonight. You know, this is not like the choking thing where I say, do not try this at home. Okay?
I was scared.
Okay, you know, I mean, some things I tell people be careful about, you know, like when people do fire swallowing and choking and things like that. But squirting, anybody can try. If you don't do it, it's okay. You'll still have fun, you know. Just orgasming. It'll make you orgasm anyway. So, wait, where's her microphone? She's talking.
Oh. I'm not a squirter, but I have a good time trying every time.
Yeah, and one of these days you'll burst that dike. And
Misty.
And Michael doesn't have to worry, though. He doesn't have to be a dike. No, never mind. Okay. So, yeah, I didn't squirt until MILFhood, okay? It's mostly the older, there's younger women that do it too, but I find there's a lot of women that kind of do it a little later in life, so it's one of those things that you kind of develop sometimes. So try it out, of course only consensually, right? It's pretty hard to make somebody squirt non-consensually, but be good, be happy, make like bonobos. Where's the bonobo sign? Somebody bring me the bonobo sign. Let's hold it up.
Adopt a bonobo.
Yeah.
These are peaceful creatures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make like bonobos, not baboons. Okay, we always like to have a bonobo picture. And make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Yeah. From our house to your house, you've been listening to the Dr. Susan Block Show, broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles, from the Schmata District. We make bras down here and panties and pantyhose. And you call us anytime, 24 hours a day. We're always here. Run the commercial.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.